Welcome to Standard Chartered India Money Insights, a podcast series that brings you topical insights and local perspectives on India's markets from the experts.
Hello everyone, my name is Ravi. Welcome to another edition of our weekly podcast. Global equities maintained the positive momentum in the month of May so far. Major US equity benchmarks recorded weekly gains as investors looked beyond the inflation worries of last week and cheered the incoming data that showed a spike in weekly jobless claims, rising to its highest since the month of August last year. Asian equities continue to trend higher as North Asian markets continue to see robust foreign investor inflows, while economic data from China showed that domestic tourism during the Labor Day holiday improved, although tourism revenue per head softened. Both export and import value growth in China surprised to the upside, even as gigs and services and Hong Kong PMI edged down in April. For the week, MSCI Asia ex Japan gained 1%. This was driven by Hong Kong equities, which rose over 4%, Taiwan, which grew about 3%, China and Korea both rising 2% respectively, while India, Indonesia and Philippines declined 2% each during the week. Back home, Indian equities trended lower. The Nifty index started the week on a weak note and posted declines on the first 4 days of the week on cautious investor positioning amid the ongoing general election season and the sell-off in benchmark heavyweights driven by continued foreign investor outflows. Broader markets came under sharp pressure this week with sell-off in the mid-cap index, which fell 3%, while Nifty small-cap index recorded a loss of 4.9% during the week. Among sectors, auto and FMCG led the winners with gains of over 1% for the week, while utilities and energy led the losers with cuts of over 4% for the week. The Indian fixed income market had another good week, with government bond yields falling across the curve, driven by a moderation in US bond yields later in the week, amid weaker than expected weekly jobless claims, and the news of RBI announcing the buyback of dated securities or bonds maturing in 2024 and 2025 at its weekly auction on 16th of May for an aggregate amount of INR 600 billion. The 10-year Indian government bond yield fell 3 basis points to close at 7.12%, while 3-year and 5-year Indian government bond yield fell 5 basis points and 4 basis points respectively. The INR posted marginal declines against the USD to close at 83.5 per dollar, as the impact of range-bound US bond yields, lower crude oil prices, were negated by foreign investor outflows. Brent crude oil came under pressure on Friday to close flat for the week at $82.7 per barrel amid hawkish comments from a US Fed member that impacted demand outlook and rising crude oil inventory ahead of the summer driving season. Among the macro updates, the only data to be reported during the week was on India's industrial production, which grew by 4.9% on an annual basis in the month of March 2024. This was below market expectations of a 5.1% growth and the 5.6% growth recorded in the previous month. Manufacturing output, which accounts for nearly 78% of industrial production, grew by 5.2%, driven by a growth in metal products, electrical equipment, transport equipment, and furniture. Output also grew at a higher pace for mining and electricity. At this point, I'll take a pause and thank you as always for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, please like and subscribe. Have a great week ahead.
Thank you for listening to Standard Chartered India Money Insights. Stay tuned for the latest updates and market trends by subscribing to our podcast. For more information, reach out to your Standard Chartered relationship manager or visit www.se.com/in.